Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Furnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Celebrating the birth of Trevor George Marshall. On this day, February 11th in the year 1948, his son was born to Verona Matilda Marshall and George Clark, and they named him Trevor George Marshall. Born at Glebe Land in the parish of St. John, and with roots deeply planted in that parish, he grew to become a true son of that soil through and through. He was born into St. John pride, and as a proud St. Johnian, it was with lifelong joy that he carried the banner for his parish. Trevor Snuffy Marshall, as he became known, due to the reddish hair he carried in his youth, was his mother's first child and the second of his father. He was raised between two large households, one at Glebe Land and the other at Cherry Grove. It is in these households that he found discipline and a sense of stability born of the strong family bonds that shaped him. He also spoke of feeling equally a part of his father's household based on the acceptance and inclusion shown to him by his stepmother. Some of his siblings predeceased him: the late Norville Bascom, Grace Marshall, Michael Clark, Audley Seeley, Rosalind Skinner, and Maxine Garnes. Those who have survived him are Tony Garnes, Emerson Seeley Sr., Marcia Clark, and Deborah Batson. As a child, Trevor was baptized at the St. John Parish Church and educated at St. John Mixed School and the Lodge School, all in his beloved parish. Growing up in colonial Barbados, he witnessed and faced inequality which impacted him. When education was eventually made available to the children of the laboring class, there were still restrictions, barriers, and requirements to overcome. A number of young men of that era testify that on being interviewed for entry to elite schools like the Combermere School, Harrison College, and the Lodge School, questions pertaining to their living conditions were used as a barometer to determine social status, which dictated whether they were an adequate fit for those school communities. Marshall recalled that at the time of his interview, he and his mother were staying with an uncle at Gall Hill, just a stone's throw away from his very modest Glebe Land home, and he strongly believed that had he been residing at Glebe Land at the time of his interview, he would not have been allowed entry into the Lodge School. Despite the obstacles he faced, Trevor George Marshall won a vestry scholarship to attend the Lodge School and would go on to excel, filling many roles and ultimately becoming one of Barbados's leading historians advocating for social and cultural change.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.